Poor Job. And yet there is a wonderful conclusion that we hear in our first reading today. In today's gospel, Jesus says that no one knows who the Son is except the Father, and no one knows who the Father is except the Son and those to whom the Son reveals him. This is a reminder for all of us that we come to know the Father through Jesus, who took on our nature so that we may be reunited with the one who made us, to know and to love him. Of course, there is a difference between knowing God and knowing about God. In our first reading, our dear Job had known about God for a long time. He had even worshiped him, but did not really know God. He made some assumptions about God, but until he gave himself completely over, he did not actually know him. And by the end of the reading, as we know, we see that Job did come to know God intimately, like a child knows his father. And once that more complete knowledge and intimacy was his, he repented and was greatly rewarded. It was because of this knowledge of God, this intimacy with God, that Job felt the need to repent. He was always loyal in the face of other people's criticism of God, and he never lost faith. Still, when he came to know God more fully, he saw his own shortcomings of faith. He realized more deeply the love that God has for all he created, and so saw how much he had underestimated, Job did, the power and majesty of God, the Supreme Being. In the gospel, the 72 disciples returned from their mission with a different idea of God than when they had left. Still, however, that understanding was limited and lacking, perhaps, in depth to which Jesus would call them. He taught them that God's greatness is sometimes manifested in fantastic cures and conversions, but that these things are what God does, not who he is. Who did Jesus show them, and who does Jesus show us that the Father is? The Father is, as Job says, the one who can do all things, and that no purpose of his can be hindered. He is the Lord of all heaven and earth, who created us in his image, who sustains us in his love, and reaches out to us to save us, especially since we cannot save ourselves. So today, perhaps, let us consider, all of us, our own relationship to the Father and the Son, and reflect on whether we are content merely to know only about God, or whether we are prepared to allow ourselves to continue to be transformed, to come to know and love him. Let us be humble before the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and let us in particular seek the help of Jesus in truly knowing the Father and how much he loves us.